Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy, and we have gone through Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. We have seen that the 490-year determined dealings of God with the Jews and with Jerusalem was declared in verse 24, and we saw that Jesus the Messiah came as Messiah the Prince after 69 weeks or 483 years of that had been fulfilled. This was in 26 AD when Jesus was baptized and became Messiah, the Prince, the Anointed Ruler. Jesus brought forth ministry to the Jews for 3.5 years, which was 1.5 week. And after 3.5 years, the Jews rejected him and he was cut off being crucified on the cross because of the rejection of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. A judgment of desolation was determined upon the temple, Jerusalem, and the Jews. And because the Jews refused to accept the sacrifice of Jesus for sin after his resurrection, which was in 30 AD, they had 40 years to come to the place of repentance. 40 is the number of probation, which leads to judgment in the Scripture. After 40 years from 30 AD to 70 AD, they still had not repented, and the determined desolations came upon Jerusalem, the temple, and the Jews in 70 AD. When Jesus came, he gave strength to the new covenant, with many, all of mankind, during this last week, the 70th week. In the midst of this week, after 3.5 years, when he went to the cross, as the Lamb of God who was going to take away the sin of the world, he caused the sacrifice and oblation of the Old Testament to cease. As his sacrifice was accepted by the Father, and the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, and the presence of God left the Old Testament temple never to return again. And for the continual overspreading of abominations, which was the Jews continually offering up their sacrifices and oblations in the temple after the resurrection of Jesus, the determined desolation came to pass in 70 AD. Now that we understand Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy, we know that 69.5 weeks have been fulfilled at the time that Jesus died on the cross. There still is 1.5 week left, which is 3.5 years. And according to the prophecy, this last 3.5 year period of time is God's final determined dealings with the Jews and with Jerusalem. When will this 3.5 years occur? The answer can be found as we look at scriptures that speak about a 3.5 year period. In Daniel 7:25, it says, "They shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." That is referring to 3.5 years. Daniel 12:7 says that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. This is again referring to a 3.5 year period. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 2 and 3, "The holy city shall they tread under 42 months, and I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." Revelation 11:2 speaks of the 42 months. God's month is 30 days according to the lunar calendar. 42 months is 3.5 years. In verse 3, where the 1,260 days, that is also 42 months, which is 3.5 years according to God's reckoning of time, which is the lunar calendar. In Revelation 12:6, "The woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Again, we see the 1,260 days, the 3.5 years. And in verse 14, "And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." Again, we see this time, times, and half a time that we saw in Daniel in 2 places, and this is referring again to 3.5 years. In Revelation 13:5, "There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 42 months, 3.5 years. In Daniel and Revelation, we see this phrase, times, times, and half a time, 3 times. In Daniel 7:25, it's speaking of the 3.5 years as the little horn the Antichrist wars against the saints. and Daniel 12:7, where we see the time, times, and half a time, until the Antichrist scatters the power of the holy people and all these things are finished. In Revelation 11:2, we see the 42 months for the holy city of Jerusalem to be trodden underfoot, and that's again 3.5 years. In Revelation 11:3, the two witnesses prophesy for a period of 1260 days, 3.5 years. In Revelation 12:6, the woman is Israel who will be protected from the Antichrist during this 3.5 year period. In Revelation 12:14, the woman Israel is preserved from the face of the serpent for the 3.5 years of a time, times, and half a time. In Revelation 13:5, the beastly Antichrist given authority to rule for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. From these 7 verses, we see the 3.5 year period is involving the Antichrist, the saints, Jerusalem, the two witnesses, and the woman who is Israel. Since the 3.5 year period involves Jerusalem and Israel, this is the time when God will complete his determined dealings with the Jews and Jerusalem. This is the final half week or 3.5 year period of God's ministry to the Jews, as the two witnesses will be witnessing and prophesying to them to bring them to repentance and to receive Jesus as the Messiah. We also see the Antichrist ruling and warring against the saints and Israel at the same time for 3.5 years. These 3.5 year periods of time in Daniel and Revelation all occur during the Great Tribulation. Thus, the last half week, or the 3.5 years of Daniel's 70 weeks, occurs during the Great Tribulation. The tribulation is 3.5 years long, not 7 years. Revelation is a book of sevens, with 7 churches, 7 golden candlesticks, 7 stars, 7 spirits of God, 7 seals, 7 horns, 7 eyes, 7 angels, 7 trumpets, 7 thunders, 7 heads, 7 crowns, 7 last plagues, 7 golden vials full of the wrath of God, 7 mountains, 7 kings. Where is there mention of 7 years of tribulation in Daniel or Revelation? 7 years of tribulation are never mentioned at all. It is because the tribulation is 3.5 years long, not 7 years. We also see the number 3.5 is shown in Revelation 11, verse 9 and 11, where the nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which they saw. This is where the bodies of the two witnesses who are going to be killed are going to lie in the open for 3.5 days before they are raised from the dead. Also, the two witnesses have authority to stop rain as well as other supernatural acts. It is spoken of Elijah that he shut up the heavens from rain for 3.5 years in James 5:17 and Luke 4:25. This is pointing towards the same 3.5 year ministry of the two witnesses. These are also clear indications that the tribulation period is 3.5 years. Why have so many believed that there's going to be a 7 year tribulation period? It is because they have not understood that 69.5 weeks, or 486.5 years of the 70 weeks, or 490 years, have been fulfilled when Jesus died on the cross. These people that believe in a 7 year tribulation also have not understood that for 1 week in Daniel 9:27 is an error in translation. Remember, it literally says 1 week, which is speaking of the confirming and giving strength to the new covenant with many during 1 week. They've thought it is talking about 1 week as 7 years of tribulation. Instead, it's talking about God's 7 years of dealing with and ministering to the Jews in Jerusalem, of which 3.5 years have already been fulfilled by Jesus in his earthly ministry. Thus, the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation will be the same 3.5 years or final half week of the 70 weeks of God's determined dealings with the Jews and with Jerusalem. There is no 7 year tribulation period in the Word of God. The tribulation period is 3.5 years. One other thing regarding judgment that has affected the Jews that is very interesting to know. We've seen that God's punishment came upon the Jews in history because of their sins. We saw that the Jews refused to keep the 7 year Sabbath rest of the land over a 490 year period, and they were punished by being sent into captivity for 70 years in Babylon. When the 70 years of captivity were finished in 536 BC, they were released from Babylon. However, they continued to sin against God. In Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 4 and 6, God said to him, "Lie upon also thy left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel." And in verse 6, when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year. Here God had Ezekiel lie on his left side for 390 days, signifying the punishment upon Israel, the 10 northern tribes, for their sin against God. Then we see God had Ezekiel lie on his right side for 40 days, signifying the punishment upon Judah, the 2 southern tribes. The days signify years of punishment. When we add the 390 plus 40, it equals 430 total years of punishment. In 606 BC, the Jews went into captivity for 70 years until 536 BC. So they served 70 years of the punishment. 430 minus the 70 equals 360 years of punishment left for the Jews. After the Jews came out of captivity, they continued to disobey God. In Leviticus chapter 26, it says in verse 18, "If you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins." So because of their continual disobedience, they were punished 7 more times for their sins. Remember, the Jews still had 360 years of punishment left. God said they'd be punished 7 times more. 360 years of punishment times 7 equals 2,520 years. Now, God's calendar is a lunar calendar of 30-day months or 360-day years. The 2,520 years of punishment times 360 days for a lunar calendar year equals 907,200 days of judgment remaining after Babylonian captivity. It must be noted that after Babylonian captivity, the Jews never had their own nation again until the 20th century. When we take the 907,200 days of judgment and divide it by the number of days in a solar year, which is approximately 365.25 days in a year, we will see the number of solar years of punishment remaining for the Jews, and it equals 2,483.78 years. Those are the remaining years of God's judgment according to the solar calendar. From 536 BC, when they came out of the captivity, as we take the total number of solar calendar years of punishment remaining, we arrive at 1948.78 AD. What happened on May 14th in 1948? Israel became a nation. After 2,520 years of judgment, according to God's lunar calendar, God's judgment upon the Jews was finished. At that time, they would become a nation again, which God brought to pass exactly at this time, according to His word. So you must understand the reason why the Jews never became a nation until 1948 is because they were under God's judgment. And when God's time period of judgment had elapsed, then they could become a nation again. God is a performer of His word, and He will perform it exactly according to His time. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy. This book is a very comprehensive book about Daniel chapter 9 from verse 24 through 27, and it details out the work of the Messiah. This is an important book to understand the time prophecy of the first coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, and the tribulation period. This book is available for $6. To get it, please give me a call at 602-279-5212. Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, the book available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.